Welcome to China in Focus. I'm Tiffany Meyer. Our top story, top House China hawk Mike Gallagher is stepping down from Congress. Alongside his departure, he's hinting at death threats and SWAT visits, which he says his family didn't sign up for. A bombshell from FBI Director Christopher Wray. He says Chinese hackers are preparing to attack U.S. infrastructure. Details on his serious warning.
All of this with the goal of giving the Chinese government the ability to wait for just the right moment to deal a devastating blow.
The Chinese regime is rolling out a new military force designed to handle network info systems. What does the branch mean for China's cyber warfare with the West? And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken accusing China of being the primary contributor to Moscow's war in Ukraine. That's through providing Russia with critical parts for weapons. As for what the effort is fueling.
Biggest threat to European security since the end of the Cold War. And you don't have to just take that from me. This is what I heard around the table at the G7.
Before we dive into death threats directed at a top China hawk in the House, first, a dire warning from the head of the FBI. Chinese hackers have infiltrated U.S. telecommunicators, plus energy and water facilities, and he says they are preparing to attack when the time is right. Here's more.
A sinister plan over a decade in the making.
We found persistent PRC access in our critical telecommunications, energy, water, and other infrastructure sectors. All of this with the goal of giving the Chinese government the ability to wait for just the right moment to deal a devastating blow.
PRC is short for China's official name, People's Republic of China. On top of the sectors mentioned above, Chinese hackers also targeted over 20 U.S. pipeline operators. Officials warn the China threat is closing in.
From the FBI's perspective, these threats are not over the horizon. They're upon us now.
It's unclear if the FBI has cut off the Chinese hackers' access. Here's what Wray said.
At the FBI, we've mobilized across the organization to thwart China's schemes to steal and sabotage their way to the top.
NTD reached out to the FBI for comment. The agency said it doesn't have anything to add to Wray's remarks. The intel chief said the FBI doesn't have enough resources to deal with cyber attacks from China.
If you took all of the FBI's cyber agents and cyber intelligence analysts and focused them exclusively on China, so forget ransomware, forget Iran, forget Russia, Chinese hackers would still outnumber FBI cyber personnel by at least 50 to 1.
He estimates China's pre-positioning might be part of its game plan to deter the U.S. He estimates China's pre-positioning might be part of its plan to deter the U.S. from defending Taiwan. The Chinese Communist Party sees Taiwan as part of China despite never having controlled it. The U.S. doesn't have formal diplomatic ties with Taiwan, but is bound by law to sell weapons to the island so that it can defend itself.
Death threats and late-night SWAT team visits, those incidents raised by Congressman Mike Gallagher as he departs from Congress. Gallagher is stepping down Friday. 3 days ago, Gallagher described his decision to leave Congress as more than wanting to prioritize being with his family, adding he signed up for, quote, the death threats and the late-night swatting, but they did not. The lawmaker has two young daughters. Gallagher has played a key role in raising awareness about threats posed by the Chinese Communist Party. Under his leadership, the House Select China Committee has shined a light on various dangers, from Beijing's growing military might to its efforts to steal Americans' genetic information. His departure leaves Republicans with an even thinner majority in the House, meaning Speaker Johnson can only afford to lose one vote to pass bills if Democrats are not on board. Gallagher's seat will remain vacant until the next election. Representative John Molinar will take over as the chair of the House Select China Committee. TikTok might be at a major turning point sooner rather than later, as Congress fast-tracks a divest or ban bill tied to aid for Ukraine and Israel. Before the big vote expected this weekend, U.S. lawmakers are condemning the Chinese embassy for reportedly lobbying against the TikTok bill. They say it proves the bill is important. The bill would require TikTok to separate from its Chinese parent company ByteDance or else be banned from U.S. app stores. Politico reported on Wednesday that the Chinese embassy met with congressional staffers to lobby against it. The bill has passed the House with bipartisan support and is currently pending in the Senate. Senate Intelligence Committee leaders say the Chinese embassy's actions show that the CCP considers TikTok a strategic asset for influence operations in America. Democratic Senator Mark Warner said it comes as no surprise. That's because the bill, quote, would put American data and TikTok's potential for malign influence out of the hands of the CCP. Republican Senator Marco Rubio said the lobbying efforts of the Chinese embassy reveal their true agenda, protecting TikTok as a strategic asset for Beijing and the Chinese Communist Party to influence the United States. The tentacles of communist China reaching into American society, what are the regime's motives and how is Washington responding? Congressman Tim Burchett sits on the House Oversight Committee. He joined NTD's Steve Lance earlier to discuss.
Speaker Johnson plans to introduce a previously passed bill forcing and mandating ByteDance to divest from TikTok. ByteDance or TikTok came out yesterday saying that the House of Representatives is using foreign aid to influence freedom of speech in the United States. What's your response to TikTok?
Oddly enough, the American form of TikTok is not even allowed in China, and the version they have is very sedated, I would say. You have the Communist Chinese Party, who owns stock in the corporation, has members that are on the board. It's a complete infiltration. And the thing that they do is they market things to our kids, the transgender thing, which just wasn't a thing several years ago. Now, media sources, you talk to folks that kids are going through this, and where did they diagnose it? Well, they diagnosed it on TikTok. Now we have a member of our own intelligence committee, a Democrat member that had a relationship with a Chinese communist spy, apparently. And then we had a U.S. senator who's no longer with us, her driver for over 10 years was a Chinese communist spy. Yet Americans, we want our pizzas in 30 minutes or less, you know, dadgummit, that's about our attention span. I'm guilty of that. But the Chinese realize that, and they have a plan much more developed and over a long period of time, and it's basically a conquest of this country. And the thing is now, what really is most shocking to me, they'll take us without a shot. They'll get us from within, and we will just hand that to them. And we're doing that constantly here in this country by allowing the mistreatment of people, and we write a stern letter, or we, you know, put some bogus embargo on a product, and they just go around it.
Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett, thank you.
Thank you, brother.
TikTok has 24 hours to provide a risk assessment report on its new app, TikTok Lite. The app launched this month in France and Spain. The European Commission says it's concerned about the app's potential impacts on children and users' mental health. It wants more details on those risks and what the company is doing to mitigate them. The European Union industry chief issued the order. 2 months ago, he began investigating TikTok over possible violations of user privacy and other concerns. TikTok says the new app is aimed at users over 18. China is zeroing in on modernizing its military. Beijing announced Friday it's establishing a new military arm named the PLA Information Support Force. What could the new force mean for cyber warfare?
In fact, these large-scale cyber attacks from China have been occurring continuously and are funded by Chinese authorities. Previously, they fell under the Strategic Support Force, and now it's just established a new force. But in fact, it's something the Chinese military been doing for decades.
Chinese Communist Party leader Xi Jinping said the new branch aims to improve the structure of China's defense and military systems, aligning with modern developments, and focusing on cyber and network central operations. Beijing also said the ultimate goal of setting up this new force is to help China fight and win in modern warfare. Worth noting, the arm is led by the CMC, China's Central Military Commission. The CMC plays a similar role to the U.S. Pentagon, but is directly overseen by the regime leader Xi Jinping. Beijing's launch comes amid rising Chinese aggression in the Taiwan Strait and South China Sea and strained relations with Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticized Chinese support for Russia's military on Friday. Speaking in Italy following a gathering of G7 ministers, Blinken said China is currently the main contributor to Moscow's war in Ukraine, accusing the Chinese regime of providing Russia with critical components for weaponry. He added that if China wants good relations with Europe, it can't also be helping Russia.
But when it comes to Russia's defense industrial base, the primary contributor in this moment to that is China. We see China sharing machine tools, semiconductors, other dual-use items that have helped Russia rebuild the defense industrial base that sanctions and export controls had done so much to degrade. If China purports, on the one hand, to want good relations with Europe and other countries, it can't, on the other hand, be fueling what is the biggest threat to European security since the end of the Cold War. And you don't have to just take that from me. This is what I heard around the table at the G7.
Washington has warned China not to aid Moscow's war effort since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. The war launched just weeks after Russia and China declared a no-limits partnership. U.S. officials earlier this month said China was providing Russia with drones, missile technology, satellite imagery, and machine tools. President Joe Biden also raised the issue with Chinese regime head Xi Jinping in a recent phone call. The U.S. Treasury targeting 16 individuals and two entities. They were involved in the production of drone engines used in the attack on Israel. That's according to the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control. The U.K. is also targeting Iranian military organizations and individuals connected to Iran's drone and ballistic missile industries. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has stated that more actions will be taken against Iran in the future. World leaders are urging caution to prevent violence from escalating further. At the same time, Israel has pledged a response to the Iran attack. American retirement money might be getting funneled into Chinese companies. That's according to a new report by the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. Here's a brief update from NTD's Business Matters host, Don Ma.
Wall Street is putting billions of dollars into blacklisted Chinese companies. This is according to a new report by the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. The congressional investigation found that Wall Street used billions of dollars of American retirement savings to buy shares in index funds that include more than five dozen blacklisted Chinese companies. And the probe focused on world's largest asset manager, BlackRock, and index provider MSCI. And the investigation found that American financial institutions funneled $6.5 billion last year to 63 Chinese companies blacklisted by the U.S.
Apple said Friday it removed WhatsApp and Threads from its app store in China after being ordered to do so by the Chinese regime. Both apps are owned by Meta, formerly known as Facebook. An app tracking firm says messaging apps Telegram and Signal were also removed from the store. Removing the app suggests China's increasing fear of foreign messaging services beyond its control. It also signals less leeway for Apple in China. Apple said China ordered the removal of the apps over national security concerns and said it's obligated to follow the laws in the countries where it operates, even when it disagrees. These apps and many foreign apps are normally blocked on Chinese networks by the Chinese regime's extensive system of censorship. They can only be used with tools that go around the restrictions. Some experts on China's tech industry said the order could be related to a new rule. It requires all apps in China to register with the government or risk being removed. Before we go, we'd like to share an announcement about an upcoming NTD special. Has the world forgotten October 7th, Israel's 9/11? Kelly Wright traveled to Israel to speak to survivors and the family members of hostages. They vow never to forget as they combat anti-Semitism and fight for freedom. Watch Hope for Israel, an NTD News primetime special on Friday, April 26th at 10 p.m. Eastern here on NTD. Coming up, a U.S. aircraft taking flight through the Taiwan Strait, China scrambling fighter jets to monitor the American plane's every move despite its flying over international waters. Chinese companies are getting a chilly reception in the U.S., except on university campuses. Find out how Chinese money is making its way into America's higher education.
They can make a university seemingly in the middle of nowhere become look very prestigious by offering them international partnership well beyond the Ivy Leagues.
We look at the details. More on that after the break here on China in Focus. Welcome back to China in Focus. I'm Tiffany Meyer. Upholding freedom of navigation in international airspace. That's the message behind a U.S. Navy flight through the Taiwan Strait Wednesday. The U.S. 7th Fleet announced a P-8A Poseidon warplane made the journey in accordance with international law, just one day after the first military-to-military talks between Washington and Beijing since late 2022. That conversation between U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Admiral Dong Jun. A spokesman for the Chinese military said Beijing scrambled fighter jets to monitor the U.S. plane's passage. The Taiwan Strait marks an unofficial divider between China and Taiwan. The Chinese Communist Party claims the island as its own and has threatened to take control of it by force if necessary. China also regularly sends ships and planes near Taiwan as a show of intimidation. The CCP has never ruled Taiwan, and the island's ruling party staunchly denies Chinese sovereignty. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to visit China later this month. Is America's education sector up for sale? While companies from both the U.S. and China face backlash over efforts to decouple, one place remains open for business, U.S. university campuses, where Chinese firms are warmly received as customers. NTD's Business Matters host Don Ma has more on how Chinese money is making its way into higher education, reported by the Wall Street Journal.
China isn't just sending fentanyl to the U.S., it also has major business deals with American universities. A Wall Street Journal review found that American universities receive billions from China, and this is a country generally shunned by the rest of America. Nearly 200 universities had $2.3 billion worth of contracts with Chinese firms. The Wall Street Journal found this. Now, the University of Arizona had $1.5 million worth of contracts with biotech firm WuXi AppTec. Congress worries AppTec could use any scientific discoveries for military purposes. The University of North Dakota took over $37 million from Chinese airlines to help train Chinese pilots. The University of Washington took over $5.5 million from Huawei for virtual reality projects. The University of Michigan took around $1 million from DD Global for engineering research. Even oranges. The University of Florida took in around $1.8 million from China for experiments on orange genetics. We reached out to people in academia to learn more.
Fruit of research belongs to the funder, the funding person, the party. In this case, is these are the Chinese companies, Chinese business. They should be, you know, because they funded the research, they have they probably have the rights to the patents, to the new technologies.
University of South Carolina Aiken Professor Frank Tianxie says the key question is, does America want to do research for the Chinese state and risk China then using that same research to threaten America? China is known for credible allegations of human rights violations, including genocide, slavery, live organ harvesting. Experts across many industries say it aims for global domination, which, of course, China denies. They worry universities are amplifying national security risks. But these risks aren't enough to discourage them.
Higher education, it runs on prestige and funding. And China offers both. They offer prestige in the sense that they offer an international reach. They can make a university seemingly in the middle of nowhere become look very prestigious by offering them international partnership. Well beyond the Ivy Leagues.
Ian Oxenvad is a senior fellow at the National Association of Scholars. He says many university professors are actually worried about this. Numerous have actually reached out to him. Oxenvad says there are people in both China and America who stand against the Chinese Communist Party.
Shifting gears to Canada, a former employee of a top utilities company recently appeared in court. That's after getting charged with spying for China.
37-year-old Yue Sheng Wang last week pleaded not guilty to two new espionage charges in a courtroom in Quebec. Back in 2022, Canadian authorities arrested and charged Wang with four counts of economic espionage. Prosecutors said he obtained trade secrets to benefit Communist China while he worked for Hydro Quebec. Earlier this year, Canadian authorities filed two new charges against Wang. He is the first person in Canada charged with economic espionage under Canada's Security of Information Act. Wang is a Chinese national in Canada on a work visa. Canadian police said he gave information about Hydro Quebec to a Chinese university and Chinese research centers. They also said he applied to the Chinese regime's talent recruitment program and promised technology transfer to the regime. While in court, Wang argued the information he sent was not secret and was open source. Canadian police, or RCMP, said this about the case. Quote, the RCMP has a mandate to detect and disrupt foreign interference attempts. It investigates activities by or for foreign actors that pose a risk to Canadian institutions and the economy. Wang has been on bail since November 2022. His trial will continue in early May. Reporting by Allison Lee, NTD News.
Coming up on NTD, stay tuned for America's Hope with Kelly Wright. Tonight, Kelly takes on a hot-button topic, an 11-year-old Washington fifth grader who was denied an interfaith prayer club at her school. Is the incident highlighting hostility between faith and culture? Join Kelly Wright for a discussion with guest attorneys Kayla Toney and Ken Tashi and pastor and culture expert Alex McFarland. That's tonight at 10 p.m. after China in Focus. Thanks for watching. See you soon.